We are Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY, The Lucy Ann Lance Show. There's a new book out designed to make students who are college-bound more aware, more self-aware. In fact, it's called I-Aware, small I, and then aware, capital A-W-A-R-E, all one word. I-Aware, Becoming Self-Aware and College-Bound. Two local students wrote this, along with Dr. Rob Pasek, who is an executive job coach. And today on the Lucy Ann Lance Show here on Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY, we meet the students and talk about their work. We welcome Lauren Humphreys, who happens to be a neighbor of mine in Saline, and how proud your parents must be of this book and your efforts. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You are a senior at Saline High School, and tell us what's going to happen after graduation.
After graduation, I'm planning on attending the University of Kentucky, and I'm going to major in biomedical engineering.
Also with us is your co-author, Ali Humani. And Ali, you are a senior over at Pioneer High School. How did you and Lauren get together for this book?
Well, we started out just doing office work with Dr. Rob Pasek, and then just after a couple short weeks, he invited us to get on this project with him.
And so, he brought this idea up to write this book.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think when he said that?
I was taken away. I was a little scared, like, oh, I'm 17 years old and I'm going to be co-authoring a book. I don't know how I feel about this.
And here it is. I have it in my hand. Mm-hmm. Pretty amazing. What are you going to do after graduation from high school?
I'm planning on attending U of M and studying business.
Business.
Yeah.
And Lauren, you're going to be studying biomedical engineering?
Yes.
All right. So what was the process like for you to get into your respective schools, Lauren?
For me, when I was applying to schools, I really just wanted to look at schools that had good engineering programs, but I was also really interested in schools that I could get involved in different things and ultimately like shine at the school and not have to compete for different things. So I think that the University of Kentucky is a really good fit for me.
So you want to be active. You would like to do different things at college.
Yes.
Besides just studying biomedical
mm-hmm.
engineering, which is going to be tough.
Yeah.
So what other things are you interested in?
I'm really interested in doing research projects, and I really want to get involved in like a sorority and going to game days and things like that.
All right. So you've got it all planned out there.
And
how about for you, Ali, applying to the University of Michigan and interest in business? They've got the Ross Business School is just phenomenal.
Yeah. Yeah. I really just looked for schools that were very good in the business field, and U of M obviously stood out, but I also knew that I wanted to stay close to home. So I knew U of M would be a perfect fit since it's literally in the same city.
Did you apply to other schools and get
yeah,
in?
Yeah, I applied to a few other schools. I applied to Case Western, so it was really down to U of M and Case Western for me, which is in Cleveland. But ultimately, I decided to go to U of M.
And Lauren, you got into other schools as well?
Yes, I did get into a lot of other schools, and I got into a lot of my like per se reach schools, but I just decided that they wouldn't be right for me.
Mm-hmm. What about leading up to all of this, taking the SAT, ACT, everything that you need to do to fill out all of the college applications? Ali, that process, a lot of people talk about it being so nerve-wracking. Is it?
If it's not handled correctly, yes, and you let the nerves build up. But if you just stay calm and then do what you're supposed to do, you just need to know that you've done everything you can. So.
And Lauren, how did you tackle this?
Well, ultimately, we decided that once you're from your freshman year to your junior year, that's really what colleges are looking at. And we decided that once you're applying to colleges and once you're actually writing down your SAT scores and your GPA on the paper, there's nothing that you can do to change those scores. So you shouldn't make those stressors in your life whenever you're actually applying for college. You should work to make your essays more tailored and show your personality, but you shouldn't necessarily worry that, oh, my GPA is a little bit lower than it should be, or my ACT isn't exactly where I want it to be, because you can't necessarily change them once you're actually applying.
That's a good point. Things that we can't change in life, why obsess over it? Try to mm-hmm. improve in other areas. So what did you do on your essays, and were they the same for each school, Ali?
No, they were different for each school, because each school needs to know that you're showing interest, and they're not going to be the same essays you're sending to every school. You don't want it to be a copy-paste. So I really just tried showing my personality, who I am as a student, and then let the college accept me at that point.
Do you recall exactly what you wrote about?
Yeah, I wrote about my interest and passion, so what I love doing, and so the college just get a feel for who I am as a person and my work ethic.
And what is that? What do you love doing?
I play soccer. I've played soccer for a lot, so obviously that was a big part of my essays, and then also just a lot of the clubs and then internships I was a part of.
And what about for you, Lauren?
I wrote a lot of different essays. I didn't have the same essays for each college. For the Common App, you do have one big essay, and I think that I wrote about different experiences and passions that I have for that big essay that all the colleges did see. But then for the supplemental essays, I remember writing about different experiences I had. I had the opportunity to study abroad in Spain, and then I just ultimately wrote about different clubs and like volunteer work that I had done.
Being active is so important today, mm-hmm. and you have to have all of these extracurricular things to be able to also talk about in your essays and show that you are someone who's an active student. Do you find that a lot of your fellow students are doing many of these things?
I think now that college is getting way more competitive, schools are starting to look beyond SAT and GPA. So you need something else to go with it, like extracurriculars. You need internships or good job opportunities. And if you don't have those things, I think colleges may not look at your application as strongly.
Your book is coming out at a time when there's a huge scandal concerning mm-hmm. some prestigious schools here in the U.S. of A. and involving some very prominent people in America, including Hollywood actresses, who these parents did some extraordinary things to get their students into the school of choice. Whether the students, their children actually knew about it remains to be discovered, but it appears right now that just the authorities are going after the parents. What were your thoughts when you heard about this, the fact that parents paid up to $500,000 in order to have test scores changed, to have a proctor take these tests, for the students to be posed as being in an athletic group, but they really weren't, and to the extent of even having photos of them on rowing machines to show that, you know, they were going to be on crew, that they had done this in high school, none of which was true. What did you think?
Personally, I was really disappointed whenever I saw that, because when you're applying, you really do have faith in the system that if I'm supposed to get into this college, I will, based on my scores and based on my academics and my activities. But you never think that somebody, just because they can spend money or they can do other things that shouldn't be happening, that someone could get into a school.
Ali?
Yeah, same thing. I'm just happy that courts are cracking down on it, because it's not something new. It's been happening for a while, obviously. So I think it's done a big disservice to the kids who have actually put in the hard work and tried.
And here's something I think that is important to remember. And you point this out in your book, iAware, Becoming Self-Aware and College Bound, again, written by our guests, Lauren Humphreys and Ali Humani, along with Dr. Rob Pasek. Dr. Rob couldn't be here with us today, but you write, this is an excerpt from your book where a 21-year-old senior college student wrote a letter to their 17-year-old self with advice for college. Dear younger me, there are four things you need to know. One, where you go to college will not significantly alter your future success. Two, many students at the most elite colleges transfer out. Three, if you have a dream school, you must express interest and reach out. Four, go to a college where you fit in and can be yourself, rather than going for that prestigious school, maybe just because mm-hmm. others are going there as well. That's great advice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Talk a little bit about that.
Well, honestly, interviewing all the college students from Ross was amazing. I think that they calmed my nerves a lot whenever I was talking to them, because they were in a completely different stage of their college careers, and they weren't even worried about whenever they got into college and if they didn't get into their dream colleges. And a lot of them, they went to U of M as a backup school, and that wasn't their dream school because they didn't get into certain schools. And they're still happy, and they're still obviously thriving and succeeding. So I think that it was interesting for me to see that in 4 years, this might not even matter to me, and I'm not going to be as stressed out as I am right now. So it really did calm my nerves.
Ali?
Yeah, same, like relating to that specific letter, I think the student had a great piece of advice in that it's not the college that shapes you, it's what you make out of the college experience. So if you're just sitting in your dorm, you're not outreaching, then obviously it's not going to work. You need to go out and find internships, jobs, and all the resources that school may offer you.
I'm afraid I was one of those people who, at the time when I was graduating from Ann Arbor Huron High School in 1979, I wanted to go to Michigan. I had to get into Michigan, and it was the only school that I applied to, which seems crazy now in hindsight. once I got there and I lived what life was like on a big campus like that, so close to home. In fact, I lived at home for the first year. I think I did myself a disservice. I should have gone to a smaller school that I could have fit in a little bit better. It was a little bit too big for me. I didn't get as involved as I was in high school. So your book, I Aware, makes people start thinking about those kinds of things. Chapter 6, this is a understanding your personality and how to discover your personality. Openness to experience. Do you prefer change to the status quo? Consciousness, your work ethic. Are you organized and disciplined? Agreeableness. Are you accommodating or firm? I mean, just getting to know who you are and how you fit in. If you know yourself, you might be able to make decisions like where to go to school better.
Yes. And what I really do like about that chapter is it invites you to ask others, ask your parents, ask your friends, hey, can you rate me on these different scales? So it really can be something that juniors in high school can do with their friends so that they can discover together, hey, this is where I think I want to go to college. This is what I think I want to do.
And Lauren, your book is set up as a workbook, isn't it?
Yes.
So you have opportunity in here for people to actually fill out the boxes and talk about if they're flexible, how do they manage conflicting demands, adjusting goals. This gives them a tool to do that.
Mm-hmm. And I think that is really important because at the end of each chapter, you're going to do a different assignment. And that result of the assignment is ultimately going to fill your personal development plan, which is in the back of the book. And then once you are completing your college essays, you're going to have that personal development plan to see what are my leadership qualities, what are my skills, what are my passions, what is my personality. And it will really help you form essays and ultimately show the college who you really are.
Oh, I love that. Ali, is this for someone who's a freshman, sophomore, junior?
I think the book applies mostly to freshmen and sophomores and juniors, but as well as to seniors as well, because in the later parts of the book, it's more about transitioning to college as well. So I think that's where seniors get the plus side of the book.
As a 50-something female, I'm reading this book thinking, I could use this because it gives you direction in your life no matter what stage you're in.
Yeah, especially with the journal at the end, there's a lot of that. It's more of organizing your day-to-day life and then figuring out what are your priorities and then setting your goals upon those.
Lauren, you mentioned the Ross School of Business and the students there. We should talk about how you and Ali approached writing this book. This is directly from students who are in college already giving advice to younger kids.
I think that it was really great. I got the opportunity personally to go into the class and talk to the entire group. So that was 40 plus students. And they really offered me a lot of advice, really calmed me down. And then we presented the opportunity for a group of students to help us with the book if they chose. And about 7 took the opportunity. So Ali and I individually interviewed them and talked about different things. And it was really interesting because all the students came from different backgrounds. Some of them were athletes, some of them weren't. Some of them started their own clubs, and some of them wished that they would have got more involved. And I think that it was interesting because even though they were all in the same place, they came from different places, and that's how they ultimately ended up in Ross. So I think that there's not a perfect path to college, and that just goes to show that.
I never thought about it that way, that you look around at the fellow students in college, you're not all the same, but yet you all got in, right?
Yeah.
Our guests, Lauren Humphreys, Ali Humani, their book, I Aware, Becoming Self-Aware and College Bound. Ali, at the end of the book before the appendix, there are some thoughts from you in here, and I'm going to read this. Congratulations on completing I Aware. Remember, you are just beginning your journey to self-discovery. And that's a good point. You know, the conclusion of high school, it's the beginning of everything, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of why I wanted to finish off the book with that statement, because it's important for the students to know that there's much more beyond this.
You write, your strengths and weaknesses will change along with you. So it's important to reflect upon your personal development plan as often as necessary. This is designed for people to go back to it over and over
exactly.
again.
Exactly, yep.
And to keep learning.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have to be who we are right at this moment.
Yeah, it's a lifelong skill. You'll have to acquire as you grow older, your passions will change. So that personal development plan will change along with you.
What do your fellow students at Pioneer High School say about this, Ali?
Well, now I'm regarded as Author Ali wherever I go in school. So it's a new nickname, I guess. But a lot of them are taken away. I've had a couple friends that were actually working, and they looked up at the TV screens at their work, and they saw my news channel, and they saw me on TV, and they're taken back away. I had people buzzing and ringing my phone all day long. Yeah.
Has that given you a new perspective on what you could do in life? You had a direction. You want to go to business school, mm-hmm. but are you thinking differently now because of this?
Actually, it's strengthened my belief in trying to go into business, because it's shown me how important the skill of networking is and community outreach. So.
Yeah, very good point. Yeah. What about for you, Lauren? What has this done for you?
I think my friends, my family have been really supportive, but also the administration at Saline High School has been really supportive. We had a Leaders Connect breakfast last month. They all came, and it was just really encouraging to see that people really do want to get this in the schools and show kids that they can be self-aware.
Leaders Connect is something that Dr. Rob Pasek does, this executive job coach. He teaches over at the University of Michigan in the Ross School of Business as well. We've known him for a long time on our show here. He has written numerous books himself, and he is a great networker. Mm-hmm. And I think to your point, Ali, that networking is so important,
yeah.
and kind of putting yourself out there. You even talk about, say your name strongly mm-hmm. when you meet someone, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And put your best foot forward always. You don't know who that person is that you're meeting and what potentially they could provide or you could provide them.
Mm-hmm. So. I think in definitely that area, me and Lauren progressed a lot, especially at the Leaders Connect meeting. We got to meet leaders from all around Ann Arbor and Michigan. So it was really nice to see that they had shown up to our book launch and that they supported us, mm-hmm. and we got to know them as well.
So. Yeah, and Dr. Rob has Leaders Connect on a regular basis where he brings in prominent people to talk in a mm-hmm. very casual setting, and yeah. Leaders from the community and others come to those, so very valuable. iAware, Becoming Self-Aware and College Bound. Lauren, where is this book available for people to get?
You can buy it on Amazon in both the paperback and ebook version.
All right, and look for the letter iAware, all one word. And how much does this retail for?
The color version retails for about $20, and then the black and white version is $15. And then you can actually buy it on Kindle for $1 if you're a Prime member.
Are you expecting to make money on this?
I think that we are. We've talked about it a little bit with Dr. Rob, and I don't know how much. But
how was this funded to start anyway, to do something like this, to actually produce a book?
Mostly by Dr. Rob Pasek's on his side, but I know it was self-published, so that's how we went about publishing it.
Okay. Yeah. Do you have another book you'd like to write?
I don't. Do you?
If any opportunities arise, I'd be happy to go on, especially with Dr. Rob.
I would like to suggest something. You're both going to different schools. Mm-hmm. Ali's going to Michigan, and Lauren is going to University of Kentucky. As you two stay in touch, and you're going to have different experiences in college, write one for what it's like to be in college and what that experience and how to make the best out of college while you're there. Mm-hmm. I think that would be a great follow-up to this book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. We should definitely consider
it. You can call it You Aware as in university.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Incredible. Is there a point in your life as a little kid that you remember, okay, I've got to do well in school? Was there a teacher? Was there someone that championed you along the way? So many kids that struggle or that aren't getting good grades or kind of fall by the wayside. What is it about the two of you that led you to do something so great so far in your life?
Honestly, it was, I have to give it mostly to my parents because they were by me every step of the way. I couldn't be more thankful for that, especially in those long nights where I was studying or I had soccer and work and in school, that they just stuck by me and supported me. So I have to credit them for that.
And Ali, who are your parents?
Manal Asi and Ismail Humani. He's a businessman. He has a few businesses actually. And my mom is a psychiatrist and she has her own private practice.
And what businesses does your dad have?
My dad is into cigars. So he has La Casa de la Habana. He has stores in Ann Arbor,
yes.
on Jackson Road, and then one in downtown Detroit and one in Las Vegas as well.
So no wonder you want to go into business. You've seen it work like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And Lauren, what about you?
My parents have always been really supportive of me. I think that I've always been really self-motivated because I've always just known that I wanted to go to college and I've known that I wanted to succeed in life and things like that. But I also think that we didn't want to make this book for students who are always progressing. This is for any student who wants to go to college, because even if you are at the lower end of the grade spectrum and the SAT, you still have options for college, and we really do want to show students that it's not just for kids who have 4.0s and 36s on their ACT.
Point well taken, and that's stressed in this book, I aware. Mm-hmm. And tell everyone about your parents, John and Betty Humphreys.
So my parents are John and Betty Humphreys. Mm-hmm. My mom is a therapist, and my dad is a controller at the Marathon Detroit Refinery.
And again, you both come from very good homes and have had great examples in your life. But I think, Lauren, what you're talking about, really, people need to understand that. It really doesn't matter where you come from. It just matters how much you work and how much you know who you are. Mm-hmm. And I think this book helps people identify that and gives them kind of the pathway to follow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I recommend this to everyone out there. iAware, Becoming Self-Aware and College Bound. If you have a young person in your life, give this book to them. I think that, and it's not a big book. It's, you know, it's chock full of great information in here of what you can do to identify how to achieve your goals. iAware, Becoming Self-Aware, and College Bound. And someone needs to send this to the children of all those people now that have been indicted with the college scandal that's going on. This would be a great place for all of them to start and to find themselves again. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Thank you
for having us.
Wonderful talking with you. Ali Humani and Lauren Humphreys, along with Dr. Rob Pasek and their book, iAware, Becoming Self-Aware and College Bound. You'll find it on Amazon.com. You're listening to The Lucy Ann Lance Show, Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.